Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. One of the distinguishing features of Cochrane Reviews is the ability to update the published documents, sometimes with new researchers taking on the task. In May 2012, one of the many reviews on asthma has been updated in this way by Kristen Carsten from the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Adelaide, Australia, and colleagues.
We wanted to take on this review because a lot of the patients with asthma in our respiratory clinics were reporting that they were not exercising, telling us that they were worried that the exercise would trigger asthma symptoms. They were particularly fearful of shortness of breath, wheezing, and not being able to breathe. Published evidence also supports the existence of these concerns with additional barriers to exercise, including attitudes to exercise, organizational policies, or healthcare advice. Unfortunately, this leads to a spiraling cycle because muscle deconditioning will limit a person's ability to exercise over time, which leads to further exercise avoidance. This can result in further breathlessness and wasting leg muscles, making a person more likely to become tired and meaning that they need to increase their rate of breathing if they wish to achieve a certain level of exercise. So the big questions we were trying to answer were, can people exercise without fear of worsening their asthma symptoms, and will a physical training program designed for people with asthma improve their fitness and reduce the asthma symptoms they experience? The answers to both these questions seems to be yes. We were able to include 19 studies in the updated review, 8 of which were new. Each study compared at least 2 groups of people with asthma. One group underwent a physical training program that exercised the whole body and lasted for a minimum of 20 minutes, at least twice a week, with a minimum of 4 weeks. The second group was a control group that received either no intervention, minimal intervention including yoga or breathing exercises, or alternative interventions such as asthma education programs. The interventions in the exercise group included aerobic conditioning using a treadmill, running on an outdoor track, cycling, swimming, endurance exercises, strength training with weights and balance, and coordination exercises. Having done this update for the Cochrane Review, we have been able to provide a stronger evidence base to support physical training for asthma, showing that it was well tolerated with no serious adverse effects identified. The research to date does suggest that physical training improves asthma symptoms, and none of the studies found a worsening of symptoms following physical training. As such, we found no reason for people with stable asthma to refrain from regular exercise, and there are several reasons why they should do it. Physical training can improve cardiopulmonary fitness and may have positive effects on the health-related quality of life. Based on the findings of this review, we recommend that patients with stable asthma consider a regular program of exercise and talk to their doctor about what would be best suited to them. The review suggests that a regular physical training program of at least 20 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, over an extended period of time, appears to improve cardiopulmonary fitness and quality of life without increasing asthma symptoms.
Details of the physical training programs that were tested in the studies in this updated review can be found in the full review itself, which is available from thecochranelibrary.com.